This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian and British officials say Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river in the east. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war not going quite to plan, Ukraine's airborne command has released photos and video of what it says is a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over the Seversky-Donets River and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. Ukraine says troops had thwarted an attempt by Russian forces to cross the river earlier this week, leaving dozens of tanks and other military vehicles damaged or abandoned. The command says its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. has made its highest-level contact with Russia since the Ukraine war started in late February. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin spoke today with the Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu for the first time since a week before the invasion. Spokesman John Kirby gave few details but says Austin urged an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and emphasized the importance of maintaining communications. Pentagon officials have said for months Moscow's refused to take calls from either Austin or Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley. A Ukrainian court held a preliminary hearing Friday in the first war crimes trial arising from Russia's February 24th invasion after charging a captured Russian soldier with the murder of a 62-year-old civilian. The case is of huge symbolic importance for Ukraine. The Kyiv government has accused Russia of atrocities and brutality against civilians during the invasion and said it's identified more than 10,000 possible war crimes. This is VOA News. At least 27 people died and dozens more were injured in a massive fire in a building in the Indian capital, New Delhi, Friday, emergency services said. Broadcaster NDTV reported that more than 40 people had sustained burns and were hospitalized. Around 60 to 70 have been rescued from the building, local media quoted police as saying. The large fire broke out at a four-story commercial building in West Delhi in the late afternoon. Police in Germany said an off-duty police officer and two other passengers on a regional train in Germany overpowered an Iraq-born man who wounded five people, including the officer, with a knife Friday. A top law enforcement official said the 31-year-old attacker had been investigated for possible Islamic extremism while living in a refugee hostel in 2017, but that the motive for the train attack hadn't been determined just yet. Four of the injured were treated in hospital for wounds to their hands or face and head, while one victim had been stabbed in the shoulder blade. None were in life-threatening condition. Thousands of people packed Jerusalem's tense old city Friday for the burial of veteran Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh after Israeli police stormed the start of the funeral procession. Israel and the Palestinians have traded blame over the fatal shooting of the Palestinian American Wednesday during an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. The interim findings of an Israeli army investigation could not determine who fired the bullet that killed her, the military said. There's yet another twist in Elon Musk's plan to buy Twitter. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Musk tweets the $44 billion deal is temporarily on hold. He appears to be questioning whether Twitter is underreporting the platform's number of fake and spam accounts. Musk linked to a Reuters story earlier this month where Twitter estimated those accounts make up fewer than 5%. Musk has been vocal about wanting to clean up so-called spam bots that mimic real people and says he's now trying to pinpoint the exact number. It's unclear whether the issue might scuttle the deal. One analyst says Musk's bizarre tweet will lead many people to think he's simply trying to find a way out of the deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story today, Ukrainian and British officials say Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river in the east. It's another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage in a war not going quite to plan. Ukraine's airborne command has released photos and video of what it says is a damaged Russian pontoon bridge. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.